This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war, corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Super Bowl one, who the winner is before. Hey, that's tongue in cheek, but that's coming up. We're going to get court, Trump, transmission, several games as well. But first, another riveting unbound. What everybody's right now. I want to tell all the fake libertarians and all the fake conservatives and all the never Trumpers something. I'm up right now. In Washington, you know, zombies, they don't listen. Scream, KKK, go away, KKK, go away.
No Trump, no KKK, no fascism.
So who are you with?
I'm not letting you take.
What's that?
This looks like political violence designed to squelch opinions the perpetrator with. Am I reading it correctly?
That's what it is. The most particularly scary and particularly should be particularly it's not only happened on the campus, you know, it's a, you know, these are places where you should be to engage with different languages, places where you should be able to hear speakers, and students who come to my talks who don't necessarily agree with me, but hear the other side.
I want to talk to people who claim they're actually for the amendment, and claim they're for sovereignty, and all the rest of it, who still can't admit they were wrong about Trump, and come up the street, or you know, in emails I get, or I said on YouTube, Alex, what Goldman Sachs?
This is a whole cabinet full of rich guys and gals who I'm sure have lots of favors in there.
As long as Trump goes out and actually gets people that know how to get him through the globalist wilderness, like Lewis and Clark, New World Order, pro-America, pro-human, that gets done, I'm all for it. I made the analogy, if I don't care if he has a guide that leads him into the mines of Moria, as long as, you know, I don't catch him kissing goblins.
At the age of 22, after graduating from Yale, I got a job at Goldman Sachs, where I spent the next 17 years. A folding chair in the mortgage department. 9 years later, after sleepless nights, I was put in charge of mortgages, U.S. government bonds, municipal securities. Several years after that, I worked directly for future Secretary of the Treasury, Hank Paulson, as the firm's chief information officer. In that role, I oversaw 5,000 people in a $1 billion budget.
And we haven't seen that happen, have we? No, he's got the goblins under his control, and they're doing exactly what he says, and clicking their heels when he gives orders, and then running off their little gleaming eyes into the night to do his work. That's true genius. Of course, he brought in top architects from inside the enemy operation to help know where to place the plastic explosives for the controlled demo that we're now witnessing. And his guides have taken him through the inner workings of it. He already had a good understanding as an outsider billionaire who was able to defeat their monopolies himself. Because Trump is all about one man doing it his way, defeating them. And he sees us as him. And our victories and our successes is his. Look at him getting on a helicopter, not telling the press where he's going. I love it. I relish it. Going out to Fort Meade to pick up the remains of the Navy SEAL that died, battling the Al-Qaeda globalist forces that John McCain and Hillary and all the rest of them turned loose in the Middle East and into Africa. How presidential is that? Personally meeting the family. And there's optimism, and the globalists are trying to kill that optimism. And now he's over-delivering at breakneck speed, as they say, an obsession. because his will, his name, his family, his honor, his treasure is bound to America and the planet succeeding. And that's what it is when you believe in humanity. It's exhausting, but it's exhilarating and it's empowering. All these inbred elites were given their power hereditarily, third, fourth, fifth, sixth generation, so they don't understand that, and they just look down everybody and want to make everybody poor so they can manage them and control them. With Trump, he's fully in. He has merged his essence with the Republic and restoring things. And so that's why Trump will not betray you.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo.
This is the heart of 1776.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Huge nationwide protests erupted once again on President Donald Trump's second weekend in office.
When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice. When America is united, America is totally unstoppable.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
And most importantly, we will be protected by God.
From the front lines of the InfoWar, it's Alex Jones.
No!
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Poor white people. Please, oh, my. Stop.
So there's Donald Trump saying unify everybody, race, religion, creed under America and freedom and prosperity. And you have the leftists all over mainstream news, including CNN hosts saying, oh, poor white people, when it shows them being pulled out of their cars and beaten just because they're white. And when they won't let speakers speak at Berkeley and women are beaten and men are beaten and cars are burned up, the media, including the dean of the school and the lawmakers in California, say, this is good. We're going to get violent. Robert De Niro goes on The View and says, I want to punch Donald Trump in the face because he's a bully and you got to fight bullies like a bully. No, Donald Trump's not a bully. The globalists have completely bullied this country into submission, and now we're standing up. More than 100 nations have travel bans on countries. Japan has travel bans on the very Muslim countries and more that Trump put in. Because they know people coming in unvetted from Somalia are very, very dangerous. Somalia is not a failed civilization because it was never a civilization. Hundreds of major publications every week are calling for Donald Trump's murder. Republican and Democrat appointed judges that are globalist controlled are trying to block him, simply saying we can have borders. Did you know another federal court just as high said that what Trump's doing is under the Constitution, under law? But that got ignored in the Ninth Circuit out of San Francisco, said we didn't get any information in Trump's brief. So it's overturned. Until we get more info, it's on hold. But the public doesn't know about law, do they? They just hear, oh, the horrible, horrible Trump. Even though he's just enforcing an Obama law. This is the bureaucracy, the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, the Saudi Arabians, the Communist Chinese, the whole world, Hollywood. everybody ganged up against America and Donald Trump. But something's happening. As Trump starts to bring jobs back, as Trump moves to cut taxes, as Trump moves to get banks to make small business loans, something that hadn't been done in 10 years, there's been a consolidation on purpose to make you poor by both parties. It's an admitted plan. As that happens, the grassroots of every color, who are all the same race, humanity, all bleed red blood, are waking up, and the poll numbers show him going straight up. He was at 41 before the election with skewed numbers. Now he's up at 60. And they're panicking because those are even polls targeting key demographics they believe will show low numbers for Trump. His real numbers are above 70 right now. Remember, I told you that during the election, and it was true, because there are internal polls you can get. But when you go to major pollsters now, they're so controlled, they will not give you a public poll. It's under contract that you can set the parameters of that are actually fair and the demographics you want polled that are fair. They have their methodology. So the fix was in, and that's now come out. I told you the fix was in with polls. So the fix was in, but even in their cooked polls, he's 19 points up in Rasmussen and Pew and Gallup and so many others. This is very exciting. That's the real news. So much to cover today. First, let's go to another powerful John Bound report that's up on InfoWars.com. We have more Paul Watson reports as well we're going to be premiering. National security endangered by Soros-motivated judge. Again, Soros and the EU want total open borders. Germany's taking 3 million, quote, migrants, 80% military-age men. They're only taking more and more and more and more, and they're murdering, killing, stabbing. And when Germans criticize it, they get arrested. It's a total takeover plan to bring in third-world populations the central banks control, and they make it look bad to want to stop that flow, as if a country can't decide who can come in and who can't. You want to get into Australia, you got to jump through a bunch of hoops and have a bunch of money and prove that you're coming there with skills. You've got to have a couple million dollars in major skills they want to get into Switzerland. But other countries, France turns back. I've been flying into England before to cover Bilderberg and watch Canadian citizens that are supposedly part of the realm, part of the Commonwealth, turn back because they're activists in front of my eyeballs. No criminal record. But again, they play on the ignorance. Oh, my God, he wanted to stop these poor little sweeties from Sudan that's waging a war against the Christians of the South. It's in a civil war. Oh, we're not taking people unvetted from a civil war zone? But when you fly in as a citizen, you get asked questions. No questions, folks. They're not allowed to turn you back with fake ID. That's what Obama did. We take these refugees under a UN program, and they decide who comes in. Let's go to John Bowne's report.
Seattle, Washington, federal judge James Robart based his judgment of the Trump administration's decision to follow through with a travel ban of seven Muslim countries as not rationally based. However, this purported logical judge was quoted by CNBC as stating, "Black Lives Matter." In August of 2016, Breitbart reported that the Black Lives Matter movement was funded by the U.S. National Security Public Enemy Number 1, George Soros. In a detailed 69-page Open Society report on the agenda of an Open Society U.S. Programs Board meeting held in New York October 1st to October 2nd, 2015, a portion of the Soros-funded agenda read, "Recognizing the need for strategic assistance, the U.S. Programs Board approved $650,000 in Opportunities Fund support to invest in technical assistance and support for the groups at the core of the burgeoning Black Lives Matter movement. Furthermore, Soros's shaping of Black Lives Matter was used to alter the 2016 elections, oddly never mentioned by the Democrats, and their zeal to vaguely and solely blame the Russians. As a hacked Open Society document stated, leaders of Black Lives Matter and the movement for Black Lives worked to influence candidate platforms during the 2016 primary season. This came alongside the recent acknowledgement by political strategists that African American voters may be much more pivotal to the 2016 general election than previously forecasted." President Trump responded to Judge Rosenberg Robart in a tweet stating, "What is our country coming to? When a judge can halt a Homeland Security travel ban, and anyone, even with bad intentions, can come into the U.S.
I don't work over in the United States. I work overseas, and I'm currently in Iraq, which is one of the countries that were on the list. And there's been a lot of discussion about the executive order. Obviously, in the United States, there's lots going on. And over here, there's a lot going on as well. Just a lot of things you all don't see. My simple question was, as an American, if I went out in town right now, would I be welcome? And they instantly said, absolutely not, you would not be welcome. And I said, okay, so what would happen if I went out in town? And they said, the locals would snatch me up and kill me within an hour. I'd be tortured first, and after they were done torturing me, I'd probably be beheaded. It would, you know, go on video for everybody to see as, you know, an example. And so I already knew this was going to happen, but I wanted to hear it from them. I wanted to hear it from them. And, you know, the point I'm trying to make is, you know, this is the local populace that would do this. This isn't ISIS. This isn't Al-Qaeda. This isn't the PMU. This isn't a militia from the Iranians or anything like that. This is the local populace that would do this. My question to them was pretty simple then after that. If you would do this to me in your country, why would I let you in my country? Because all this means to me is...
That's right. We'll be back. Full reports on InfoWars.com. Stay with us, Matt.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, you have a temporary ban for 90 days on people coming in from seven nations out of almost 200 countries who were unvetted, something previous presidents have done or similar things they've done, and the media hypes it that it's going to cause the stock market to go down. So the stock market had gained $1,200,000,000,000+. It's now lost a little bit of $100 billion. But the media is saying, see, the economy's going down. It's all over. Yay! Isn't that wonderful? But what they're not telling you is that central banks around the world are now starting to raise interest rates. They came out when Trump got elected and they said, okay, we're just going to raise interest rates. That'll kill this nationalistic movement in the UK and the United States and Germany and Austria and Australia areas of Italy and just all over. Spain, you name it. So the globalists for almost 9 years, have been giving themselves 0% interest, not to mention banker bailouts that are just trillions of dollars to themselves, that taxpayers have to back up. So they plunge the economy, then we have to back up their bad debts, and then they turn around and take the money we've loaned them and loan it back to us at incredible interest. And so the first thing Trump did when he got in, just 16 days ago, he's only had like 10 working days, but he's been working all 16. The first thing he did was to come in and say, let's start moving with banking regulations. Let me get my Treasury Secretary in there. They have totally blocked all the money being given to small businesses and individuals. Lending has just been shut off ever since interest went to zero, because why should the banks do that? They're the first handlers of the money, so they get it at zero, but only select mega banks. Trump said, no, sir. We're going to give 0% interest to the little banks, the local banks, the regional banks, the private banks, the banks that aren't part of the insider groups. Not just the six big ones, not just a bunch of foreign banks. We're going to give 0%. And Trump's pressuring the Federal Reserve right now. That is a consortium of private banks, but it's an intergovernmental meeting group. It's just kind of the council of the private banks. He's pressuring them to keep it low. Not that's even good overall, generally. We need some interest so people that save and invest make money. But while America and the world is in this long depression / recession for the average person, it's time for Main Street to get a bubble. Because when Main Street gets a bubble, you actually get a bridge built. You actually get a business built. You actually get some jobs. You actually get some money saved. You actually get some cars bought, some restaurants visited, some haircuts paid for, some new clothes, a new coat, some new shoes. Yes, these are dangerous bubbles. But they already created a mega bubble nobody can get out of unless we get the average person out of the bubble, because that's where you are able to rebuild an economy. But without getting some money to those people, it's not going to happen. This is 101 economics. Trump should be a superstar, loved by the general public or the average poor person. But the average poor person is a Democratic supporter, especially on the East and West Coast, and they just really think all their prosperity comes from the government. They don't even care if the stock market's up, because they don't own stock. they don't understand that those businesses are hiring a lot of times based off how their stock's doing. So there's danger in the Trump euphoria. There's danger in a bubble. There's danger in him betting on he can supercharge things. But here's the deal. The danger of not doing it is a guaranteed ongoing worldwide recession / depression that's meant to consolidate total control and pick winners and losers. So I've been hammering on this for 9 years, having economist after economist on. You've heard Ron Paul, big pessimist of every politician. He says, quote, a week ago, Donald Trump's doing a great job on the economy. I think it's too little too late, but he's doing a fantastic, he can pull the clip up, a fantastic job. Paul is one of the least complimenting people out there, okay? He's very, very, not mechanical, but he's just very, very dedicated to just being very, very machine-like. There's the headline, exclusive. Ron Paul says Trump is trying to stop global collapse. Folks, it's because he is. Listen, I'm a smart guy. I'm going to be okay during a global collapse, okay? So many people are self-centered, though. They're like, well, I don't care, you know, if the general public, you know, gets hurt in this. And of course, I'll get hurt as well. But what's really going to hurt me is seeing my fellow Americans and others really going bankrupt, being on the street, or living 10 people to a small house and not getting enough food. And I've seen this played out, this globalist program, over and over again in other countries. They have an admitted blueprint. In 2002, Joseph Stiglitz, who'd won the Nobel Prize twice, once for economics, left the World Bank as our chief economist. He said, I will not be part of the criminal activity taking place and trying to make the public poor. Magically, thousands of pages got leaked right after he quit. He says it isn't him. He's been on the show 7 or 8 times. He says it's not him. But regardless, somebody leaked it. And you got to go read them. Greg Palast got the documents, published it. To the BBC's credit back then, the BBC's almost completely worthless now. They did some good even back then, 2002, and it was the plan of the IMF and World Bank, again, international meeting houses of mega banks. They're just the front groups, governmental name. It's the International Federal Reserve, basically, deciding to implode now the first world and make us debt slaves, kill the engines of production, the engines of liberty, the engines of upper mobility, and have a giant consolidation for political control. And even the liberal, Stiglitz, he's a big liberal. I disagree with him on lots of issues. He still had a soul and cared about poor people and working people, the middle class. I mean, we don't want just a bunch of billionaires and trillionaire globalists that then rule on like mountaintops that are all high tech and have electricity. And we're down here like it's just Ceausescu's Romania or Venezuela and don't have electricity most of the time and have kids starving in the streets. But that's the management tool of the globalist. That's what we're headed into. Meanwhile, Donald Trump, and by the way, a major federal judge at the same level as the other judge came out in a ruling, and Trump pointed this out in his weekly address yesterday, and ruled for Trump and said, absolutely, the president has the right to block certain countries, certainly for short periods of time. And Congress has the right to pass laws. And there are laws on the books, and gave this big ruling. And then the Ninth Circuit doesn't look at his ruling, looks at another judge's ruling. That's a big Soros guy appointed by George W. Bush. They're like, oh, look, he's appointed by George W. Oh, a Republican. The Republicans are our biggest problem. I mean, use your heads, ladies and gentlemen, and says, oh, no proof was given in the White House filing to us because the circuit judge that they picked, other circuit judges, not just one, ruled for Trump. The circuit judge they then cherry pick gives his briefing. Trump puts his in. They go, oh, not enough information, when they already had and under law are supposed to look at other comparable rulings by the same level of judges that was already on record. And Trump's brief mentioned that, but they just ignored it and said the president doesn't have the power to control who comes to the border. Obama opened the borders up completely and let all those people coming out of Latin America and places with TB and syphilis and everything else you can imagine. The plague has been coming in, leprosy.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And
the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the link so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, we've got to cut you down. Sooner or later.
Remember the 2016 Illuminati Super Bowl halftime show? Beyonce, Katy Perry, Madonna, and Coldplay? All of them doing open satanic rituals. This time we're going to have the lady that was part of the spirit cooking, part of the whole Aleister Crowley events that Podesta and other Hillary minions go to in New York. The high priestess admits these are real rituals she's doing.
And old Lady Gaga loves to go to those. She's going to be ruling over everyone on top of the stadium, reportedly in Houston. We've got Owen Schroyer and the rest of our crew down there reporting. He'll be popping in towards the end of the next hour. Roger Stone's popping in with a lot of new developments inside the Trump administration. But a lot of people are going to ask me, hey, why are you even here on Sunday when the Super Bowl's on? I could care less about the Atlanta. What are they? The Atlanta what? Seriously, I'm having Falcons. The Falcons. And the New England Patriots. Because I know this has all been built up and designed so that men put their normal male energies into watching a bunch of other overpaid, spoiled, rotten men involve themselves in what is proto-virtual reality. Sports is the original simulation of business and family and war and life. Sports is mainly war-type competition carried out. It's like my cat where I have a fake mouse on the end of a string and I drag it along and the cat chases it. The cat loves doing it because it has instincts to do it. But it's not a real mouse. By the way, my daughter's seen a mouse in the kitchen. I've never seen it. And the other day, my cat walks up with the little mouse, little gray mouse in its mouth, kind of sad. But the point was, he actually got a real mouse this time. She's got a toy on the end of a stick. It's like a mouse. He'll chase it around crazy for hours. He'll chase laser pointers, you name it. So will the dog. But see, I'm not a dog. I'm not a cat. And what all of this is the same thing. You're like, well, so what? Let them have fun. I get it. Sports are great for your kids to be in or for you to be in or to go see your friends in it. I'm not saying it's unhealthy overall. It's that the way it's force-fed and the messages they then couple to it, all the anti-gun messages, all the open border messages, all the anti-Trump messages, all the feminist anti-family garbage, all the green police Audi commercials, and then force-feeding us the devil worshiper, Lady Gaga, and all the weird rituals they conducted. Ooh, it's the big pageant of the Super Bowl and the players coming in through like a spaceship entrance with glowing walls all around them. Like this is the most magic thing in all the world. Nothing is more important. Meanwhile, we discovered 3 years ago via ICE sources, and it was later confirmed in the New York Times of all places. We were down in McAllen, Texas. And our reporters have it on tape. They admitted, yes, we're ordered to bring in illegals. Only 17% are actually children. It's adults. They're from the Middle East, China, Latin America, Europe, you name it. And a lot of them have serious diseases, and we're ordered to let them in. And we'd air these videos of senior Border Patrol telling us this, and they'd get 500,000 views. When other videos we do get 10 million. The most important stuff in the world was like, okay, so what? The president ignored federal law on how you're able to come through a port of entry with a proper passport, proper visa, time to be here, what your purpose is, check for, you know, diseases, check for vegetables, you know, things that are diseases in the plants, all of it. Because, you know, if you get one little egg pack of a type of beetle into Hawaii, that's going to wipe it out. Same deal. And they say, no, we don't care. It doesn't matter. Then we get a president that says, oh, seven nations. Obama's done four before, four of the same. He also bombed them at the same time. You're not vetted. You don't have real passports. Your governments have collapsed. We found you all these fake passports. We need to have extreme vetting, actually know who you are, and run you through a database biometrically. And they said, oh, my gosh, you're the meanest racist in the world. And you can't do it. You're horrible. And so one federal judge said Trump was right. Another federal judge, even more senior, said he was right, filed a brief. But then another judge said he was wrong. And so the Ninth Circuit in San Francisco, the most globalist one out there, almost all of them appointed by Democrats, they come out and they say, that's right, Trump. We're not going to even look at what you're doing, basically, until you give us some other big filing. And then even then, if they refuse it, which they're sure to do, it'll take five of the Supreme Court justices to override it, and right now the Supreme Court's 4-4, stalemate. So the media can then take Trump's perfect record of delivering and doing everything he said he would do, run around, get upset, say he's this horrible person, sell it like his agenda is fascist and evil, and then start calling for his impeachment, his murder, all the rest of it, when it's Obama and Hillary and John Kerry that destabilized the Middle East, caused the huge flow of refugees, and destabilized the whole place to try to help Saudi Arabia put all these jihadis in. So while we're all busy here, even debating what the media is doing, understand, Trump is doing his basic duty and even using laws that Obama signed. And CNN even ran articles going, oh, look at Trump. He criticizes Obama all day, but he used an Obama law to do this. You know, I thought Obama's bad. The point is, of course, he should use an existing law without having to pass another one and then sign an executive order on top of it. But, again, they're attacking him saying it's illegal and bad and horrible, but then admitting out of the other side of their mouth, oh, look, he's copying Obama. Meanwhile, you've got the Washington Post is the only liberal publication to ask, how far can protests go? Well, not when there are riots or you're trying to kill people or beating people or burning up people's cars or trying to burn up Larry King's car. All because he's white. How far can protesters go before the government steps in? And that's because the Washington Post realizes the head of UC Berkeley, the legislature's come out and said, hey, Trump, you better not cut our federal funding. We're going to continue to not let people have events at universities. If the mob of people say they can't, we're bullies, we're thugs, we're going to stop you. I mean, I've got the news articles here where they're saying they had Robert Reich go on CNN Friday and say that it was Trump supporters that rioted at UC Berkeley. MSNBC, I played the clip Friday, said that Milo was throwing firebombs. Milo, the gay conservative activist, had nothing of any such. They lie and they lie and they lie. So let's go over some of the things they're now pushing against President Trump, because this is the group of bullies. This is the group of thugs. These are the people trying to shut down our free speech. Of course I want to punch him in the face. Robert De Niro slams Donald Trump again on The View and says when people are bullies, you have to bully them back. So if I want to just walk up to Robert De Niro because I know he acts tough in movies and I break his nose, not saying I'm going to do that, but I walk right up and I punch him up under the nose and actually tear his nose completely off his face. His old ugly nose, his old buzzard beak directly off his face, okay? And he falls down and hits his head. Is that okay? Because I said he was a bully? Because I dehumanized him? By the way, I like Robert De Niro as an actor. And I think he's right on vaccines. Hey, buddy, you got censored with a movie you tried to show about vaccine dangers. Donald Trump is putting Robert Kennedy Jr., who you admire, at the head of a commission to find out. This is wounding millions of people a year, killing thousands and thousands. The government knows it's been declassified. Why don't you not get bullied by peer pressure and do the right thing, De Niro, and actually find out how good Donald Trump is? Donald Trump's reenacting Glass-Steagall, something that everybody agrees you need except the globalist, so banks can't run scams. He's trying to get money back to poor people. He's trying to cut taxes on poor people. He's trying to kill carbon taxes, pull his, the TPP, totally illegal global government. Talk about checks and balances. Our government had sold us out to it without even having a vote. Trump just killed it. But the media is saying he's ineffectual. Almost had a Freudian slip. He's intellectual. He's ineffectual. He's evil. He's bad. He's horrible. Blah, blah. It's the end of Trump. And then we come back. All the articles where they say, kill him. Kill him. Kill him. Murder him. Kill him. And so much more. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family.
Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, a lot of people ask me, Alex, why don't you just have fun on a Sunday like this and go watch the Super Bowl? You deserve to relax. If it was a wholesome event and wasn't filled with anti-gun, anti-family propaganda, and wasn't used to divert men into systems of being ineffectual, ineffective, then I would be for it as a wholesome form of R&R, like mountain climbing or hiking or swimming or playing in sports yourself. But the NFL and all this stuff is just a pointless idol to waste away your life. And it's a joke. And the globalists are laughing at you. And then George Herbert Walker, the author of the World Government Program to get rid of our sovereignty, the guy that was the head of the CIA and the head U.S. ambassador to China, who got the deal through to let China take over U.S. Control of much of the planet to leverage out free societies, and then Lady Gaga and the Pope, the globalist Pope that most Catholics are battling, who's openly calling for world government and bad-mouthing Christianity in Europe and calling for an Islamic takeover. He's going to have some video at the Super Bowl? More like the Super Crapper. It's like the Super Bowl is like a porta potty that has a door on the bottom, and you climb into it when you watch it on television, and then George Herbert Walker Bush and the Pope and Lady Gaga and Madonna and a bunch of spoiled, rotten, roid-head football players and a bunch of other people all come and get inside the porta potty and go to town on you. Pope prepares video message for fans attending Super Bowl. He says sports is healthy and brings us together, and we should do it more. Don't have culture, don't have tribalism, don't have family, don't have values, don't have a country, don't have nationalism. Just go to the big corporate sports games with the big rituals and all the Satanism and all the rest of crud and all the drunkenness, and go to this clearly big, giant, evil event. And now the Pope is one more person that wants to use the porta potty on people. I mean, that's it. The Super Bowl is a big toilet. And when you climb into the Super Bowl, you willingly go in there and open your mouth like a baby bird so Pope Francis can get over your mouth and squat and crap right in your mouth. Now, the reason I bring up Pope Francis in that, I never would talk like that, but he's the Pope. He said a few months ago that if you believe in nationalism or support Donald Trump or question government lies, that you, quote, are someone that takes sexual pleasure in eating feces. And I was thinking about that. Everything they say is the opposite of what it really is. So when you listen to him, you're spiritually communing with that. And by the way, if you're a new listener, just type in, Pope likens conspiracies to the sexual desire for feces. People won't believe it. Let's put it on screen. There it is. Pope Francis compares fake news consumption to eating feces. If you read the actual quote, it's conspiracies. Well, the very same London Guardian ran reports that he used blackmail on the last pope of pedophilia inside the church, which we know is going on, to get control, and he isn't even a Catholic, but is a Jesuit communist. See, the Jesuits were designed to go in and take over non-Christian countries. Well, why not just overthrow Christianity itself? Hillary says she loves juidical thinking. Can we put that quote back up on screen earlier? Ineffectual. The crew was asking, is that a word? I said, no, it's the same as ineffective. Ineffectual. They're telling us Trump's ineffectual. He's gotten more done than any president in 16 days. He's gotten more done than any president in a year. And it's all good. It's all constitutional. And, of course, the pack of criminals and both political parties and the foreign banks and all of them that think we're broken, think they rule us, are freaking out because they know he's effectual. They know he's effective. They know he's getting it done. The Trump effect. Not producing, we'll put it back on screen, not producing, this is ineffectual, not producing any or the desired effect. Lacking the ability or quality to cope with a role or situation. Same message. He's a loser. He doesn't know anything Obama knows. Obama was a community organizer and was given everything. Forget some guy that made hundreds of billions of dollars total for his companies. Just forget it. He's a loser. And again, why am I so behind Trump? Because right down the line, he's right on everything but torture. And last week, he said, you know what? I've talked to General Mattis, and he's against it, and now I'm against it. And now he's even coming out and saying he's against general surveillance of the public as he learns more. That's what scares them, is Trump's real smart and knows more than I do on most subjects, but as he gets informed, he goes and checks it out and changes course. In fact, he's not pigheaded. When he knows you're lying to him and trying to intimidate him, he comes off as pigheaded, horse-headed, a mule. But anybody ever got anything done in history, behave more like a jackass. So, what are they pushing? What are they doing? Oh, of course I want to punch him in the face. Robert De Niro slams Donald Trump again on The View. And says when people are bullies, you have to bully them back. Now, the whole world's being bullied right now. Leftist magazine shows Trump in crosshairs, says why not? Calls for basically killing him. And then I've got to break down the Democrats this week, having the former deputy head of the Defense Department shop a coup at the Pentagon. Imagine you show up at the Pentagon. I'm here. I used to run this place. I'm going to visit everybody about a coup. Wanting Trump to come arrest her. See, that's why they're having people beat up women at all the rallies. I saw in D.C., I was there, and saw in San Francisco last week, and all over, they target women, they target on camera, and they target Trump's family, and they target congresswomen who support Trump's children, and they're trying to get us into a physical fight so that if Trump rightfully has the FBI go after the former head of the Defense Department, the deputy head, it'll be, look, she was just saying remove him, and he had her arrested. See, he's a tyrant. I mean, we just attacked a bunch of women and burned things, and then if the police do anything, it's Trump's fashion. In fact, the day after they attacked people at UCLA or UC Berkeley, I saw USA Today, and it was like, Trump dangerous for free speech. Some are calling for censoring it. Berkeley. It was like that nasty. And then the next day it was on the news. Some Trump people were attacking women. No, they would show their people attacking women in black outfits and say we did it. Just like they said when I was attacked that I was arrested and thrown out of the inauguration. No such thing ever happened. But they don't care because they're going after the audience they know is not informed. More than 12,000 tweets have called for Trump assassination since the inauguration, Daily Mail. Rage of Trump's UK critics, astounding, says Lord Kerry, says he doesn't really know what the real crimes are. I love it. It's all these women at women's marches holding up images of women in burqas. And then women, we have this video on InfoWars all over the world saying, I'm converting to Islam because they have such hatred of the West. Yeah, wait till they dump acid on your face because you're caught showing her face in public. The more liberal countries just make you wear a hijab. In most of the Muslim countries, you get your face burned off. But that's okay. In fact, I ought to find that video. It was on InfoWars. I think the headline is, Feminists Call for Women Being Beaten Sharia Law. I mean, it is just, I think Jacobson put it together. It is just, you're there with them going, F you, white male, we love Islam, we love Sharia law. And then you learn a big Sharia law woman ran for Soros the whole D.C. march. And you're like, really? Really? Rage of Trump. Morgan Friedman, Trump has to be a good president. What I see is a guy who will not lose. That's up on InfoWars.com. Yeah, Morgan Friedman came out and said that to AARP. Trump comes out and has, quote, defended killer Putin on national TV. We've got a lot of killers. You think our country is so innocent. And they talk about, he's a killer. You know, we don't want peace with him. And he says, a bunch of countries are killing. We kill. They kill. We stop all the war. It's stupid. They only take the quote out of context, Bill O'Reilly, to act like Trump is sitting there pushing anything that Russia does. And I love how he's still friends with Bill O'Reilly, who openly throws him under the bus constantly. So that's just some of the news. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk to Roger Stone about breaking news inside the White House and more. Then we've got a reporter, Owen Schroyer, on the ground in Houston covering the Super Bowl. That's coming up today throughout the weekday transmission, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'll be covering a lot more news and taking your calls. Also, please support the broadcast. We have one of the biggest specials of last year we're bringing back. 25% off the Alexa Pure water filtration systems of the very best at InfoWarsStore.com and Alexa Breeze air filters, and that ends tomorrow. So take advantage of the water filtration and the air filtration today. These are the very best units at the lowest price, and when they're discounted, 25%, you cannot beat it. InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is
is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.